It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special double edition of Quick Calls here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. I am Mike the Ref from Edmonton SPN World Headquarters here. Figured we had both Quick Calls coming at the same time for the RCW Mind Game show from the Springbrook Multiplex, as well as the RCW Uprising show from the Evansdale Community Hall in Edmonton, Alberta. These are the follow-up shows from the Rise of Legends, War of Legends tour that happened last month. And it is also the last show of RCW for the year in Northern Alberta. So thought I'd throw these together in one big podcast for you guys. Don't forget, upcoming on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network, we will be having our Blown Call show. I'll be having Andre Sion covering UFC 205, as well as from last month, getting you set up for this weekend's Battle Line show. We're going to have this month in the CWC covering last month's Headlock of Horror shows, including interviews with the stars of the Canadian Wrestling Coalition. But let me take this out here to T. James Logan and the crew out at the Springbrook Multiplex for quick calls of RCW Mind Games here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Hey, folks, welcome to this month's edition of, I guess it's not this month's edition, but welcome to another edition of Quick Calls. I'm your host, the legend T. James Logan. With me are my industrious, hardworking men of wrestling. Otto Allen, Andre C. Okay, Brian, why do I always look at you and forget your name? Okay, and Brian.
Yes.
The Brain.
Of course.
Hamilton. Oh, and look, joining us as a special guest is, are you joining us, Luke?
Yes, I am.
All right. Is Luke Sainfan Nielsen?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I never know how to say that. Okay. Anyways, let's look at tonight's card. Brian, first of all, tell us who was on the first match.
Well, first match we had the Irish hooligan Dan O'Burns taking on Strife.
All right. Well, first of all, Andre, your impressions of this match and impressions of the Irish hooligan and Strife.
I thought actually it was quite a very good technical opener for these two guys. I would have never seen the Irish hooligan before. I thought he was very impressive tonight. That stomp out of the corner looked really good. Shades of another hooligan that used to work for this company. And and Strife, one of the best technical guys around right now. He's super hard kicking, really good technical wrestler. And I loved his new music tonight. It sounded like a ripoff of the old All Japan theme music.
Yeah. Otto, your impressions of the match?
I thought it was a great match. I love this new Irish guy. To me, he came out, he had a lot of agility. He seemed like he had a lot of strength. He knew his way around the ring. To me, I was very, very good first impression. I wish he could have pulled out the win. But, man, who loses a match on the sleeper hold?
And who loses to Strife?
Technically, that was a Taz mission.
Was it a Taz mission?
Yes, yes.
I can't tell the difference.
And any PWA fan would think, wow, Strife won? Anyways, Luke, what did you think?
Yes, that was, of course, just like everybody else, I've never seen the guy before. But, he got the crowd turned against him the right way from the start there. And new character there. Strife is a Strife's new and improved look there has gotten me quite impressed and to put on about a good 10-minute match.
Okay, excellent. And Brian,
overall great match, great new talent in the Irish hooligan Donald Burns. First time seeing him, very impressed by him. And Strife, he looks very, very good. Best shape I've ever seen him in. That Taz mission chokehold that he's got, the second time I've seen him use it on an opponent, and he's won with it, so good for him. I hope we get to see this Irish hooligan again. I'm very impressed with him. Really enjoyed seeing him tonight.
You know what? I've known Strife for quite a few years. I kind of like this new direction with him.
Yeah.
It's the pace, slowing it down a bit, going a little more technical, seems to be working in his favor a lot more than his style. No one likes goth. It's over. It's dead. No one even plays the music.
If there was some kind of a comeback of the year award issued, then I could see him being a...
That's a good contender. Yeah. Good point, Luke. Good point.
I might have to add that into the end of the year. Make sure that goes in the end of the year. Comeback of the year.
Well, I got to say, myself, like I said, did not know what to think of Dan'l Burns when he came out. I mean, he's a little bit smaller than some of the guys, but definitely a fiery temperament, definitely got some technical.
170 pounds.
170 pounds. He definitely has some good technical background, and he pulled off a few things. And I know I talked to Otto, so I don't want Otto to answer this, but the three of you guys, did you notice what he was carrying when he came out? Can anyone tell me what that was?
It looked like a field, like a giant field hockey stick.
Close.
Looked like
cricket bat.
Cricket bat.
Nope.
No. Anybody? No. I don't know. It's one of those sports where you sit on a horse there. And
no, no. Not ball it ball. It was a hurling stick. If you guys go look up hurling later, it's an Irish sport. Okay.
I've heard of hurling before, but I didn't know.
No, you've lived many hurling bouts, yeah. But no, the game hurling is a whole different thing. Okay, let's move on to the second match. I believe it was a three-way match,
yes.
And it had. I can't remember. Tell us who that, Brian.
It had Ugg taken versus Dead Zone versus the Prodigy, Matt Hart.
All right. First of all, I'm going to start off with Otto. Otto, tell me what you think of these three guys and this match.
You know what? One of the first things I think that struck out was Ugg's big clothesline where he hammered both guys down. Yeah. I thought that was a great move. Dead Zone seemed to be like the main attraction, to be honest. He was interacting well with the crowd.
Seemed to love this guy.
Kids were getting into it there. So from that point, from my perspective, he definitely was the more of the entertainer of the group. He did a couple really cool moves. He did an eye poke at one point where he distracted the guy. Probably my favorite move of that match was when he dropped to his knees and did the old punch to the crotch. It was effective.
No DQ.
Yeah, no DQ. He did what he could to keep it rolling. So yeah, it was a good match.
Luke, what are your impressions?
Like I say, Dead Zone was the one who stood out with the gimmick character and all. I didn't get the connection with the theme music and the character until somebody pointed out.
Please, that movie is good, but that music sucks when he comes out.
That's the best music ever.
Yeah, let's address this though. Okay, with Andre just said here, if there hadn't been a Deadpool movie and that was your theme song, tell me, does that music?
Oh, that would suck.
That's what we were getting at.
It's just because of who it is. I love it. I've heard theme songs of certain people. It's just like, why the f*** do you have this? Mm-hmm. But it works to his character. He's right. A Deadpool ripoff.
But
so
if you're like Luke and don't see movies, it's just like, what is this creepy ass music playing?
Because he's a creepy ass dude.
He wears a mask. All right, Brian.
Oh, I thought this was a great match.
That's two greats in a row.
Ugg is.
Wait for the awesome.
Ugg, fantastic. He was the most. He was pretty dominant in this match. Dead Zone, like you said, kids loved him. He was getting over. He did his moves, but I was really impressed with Matt Hart tonight. That he's third generation star. My God, he picked up the win tonight. Very impressive. I hope we get to see him again. I really enjoyed seeing him tonight.
Andre,
I enjoyed this match. Matt Hart looked good. It's my first. I think this is the second time I've seen him. For me personally, it's only the second time I've seen him because I saw him at a food truck show last year. We
a food truck show?
Yeah. RCW did a show. I understand. But RCW did a show where we were surrounded by food trucks and people watching. So
okay.
I really enjoyed that one. But I thought he looked really good. Dead Zone, funny as always. And Ugg, just a monster as he always is. I think everybody's pretty much covered this match. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Was probably the best part of the whole match.
That was great.
Well, I got to say this is, first of all, Ugg, probably in the best shape I've seen him in a long time. He's trimmed up. He is carrying a lot less excess weight.
I think the gear has made a big difference. Like, he looks better with his new gear.
And I really, like, that powerful suplexing he was doing tonight, got to admit, even impressed me. Dead Zone, I'm not a kid, but you know what? He serves his purpose. And I got to say, with Matt Hart, interesting. I'm a little bit intrigued. I need to see a little bit more. It's kind of hard to showcase yourself in these situations, in three-way matches. I've heard good things about Matt Hart, so I'm going to have to see down the road where we go from here. One thing I want to point out, the way he was dressing when he walked up, my goodness, for a second there, if it, just a flash of the face, I thought I was looking at Teddy Hart.
Me too.
Like it was Teddy Hart all the way. Next we have, and I know this one, we've got a defense of the RCW Commonwealth Championship. We have defending champion Tiger Ali taking on Sheikh Akbar Shabazz, the man with the most glittery underwear and pants.
Sparkle crotch, twinkle.
Gold member.
Twinkle Butt, as an 8-year-old girl started to chant Twinkle Butt. That was my best one. That was the best one.
When an 8-year-old chants Twinkle Butt at you, you've made it cheeky. All right. Luke, before you...
The big bad Ayatollah.
The big bad Ayatollah in his bowling... Apparently just got out of bowling league and came down to... Yeah. Anyways, Luke, let's start off with you. Impressions of that match.
Okay. That was his official name, Big Bad Ayatollah there?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy gave me a weird little look there as I was, when I was trying.
Did he give you any keys? Anyways, go on.
No, I got my own keys, so thanks.
Brian?
Oh, I thought this was great match. Sheik.
That's three greats.
Sheik, very impressive tonight, but Tiger Ali, oh my God. There's a reason why he's a champion. He's so powerful and dominant. I thought this match was great back and forth, but in the end...
What about that guy you said was creepy, that big, bad Ayatollah dude?
Yeah, he was...
Now, listen, and I want you to listen carefully.
All right.
I may have been banned from ringside for January 19th, but this is not over.
Yeah.
I'm not finished, and I will leave you with that.
I guess he's finished now.
I thought it was really great. Like I said, Tiger Ali, very impressive tonight. That's why he's a champion. Overall, like back and forth between these two. I didn't know who was going to get the win, but in the end, Tiger got pick up the win. He retains his title, so good for him.
Andre?
I enjoy this. Tiger Ali looking strong as always. Sheik showing actually really impressive, especially compared to last month, getting eliminated within like a minute or two in that six-man match. I thought this was a big improvement for the Sheik, but he looked good, very dominant. We've seen him in other promotions, showing the real Sheik there. And then Tiger just he shows why he's the champion. He's one of the best here.
Otto,
you know what? I love this match from start to finish. You know, the crowd literally erupted once the champ comes in. To me, I pop every time I hear the crowd go. I love the support that they're getting with Tiger Ali, Sheik. Just like always, he attacks the match before it even starts. Couldn't believe that. Couldn't believe he wouldn't even let the
Sheik is such a dirty cheater.
Totally dirty. totally dirty, you know? But, you know, he had some pretty good moves. There was a big vicious elbow at one point in the match that I thought was just spectacular. You know, to me, I was impressed with Tiger, as always. You know, comes out 1-2-3 with the win. But, you know, it was after the match that was actually the most interesting when she comes back into the ring and attacks the champion and just literally just finishes him right off.
She gets such a crybaby.
To me, it's great. It's a great tactic for him. I love it. He's sending a statement. Like Andre said earlier, the last time he was here, he was out in 3 seconds. Was it 3 seconds?
Something like a couple minutes.
You know, and so not only did he finish this match, he came back for a little bit more. So, to me, actually, to be honest, I'm going to be honest here. You may all disagree with me. To me, that was my match of the night.
Okay. You know what? I enjoyed this match. Sheik is always big. Dominating man, but let's face it, Tiger Ali may not have the as high as a height, but for an average height guy, he's viciously built, and his power came across really well. Kind of negated most of Sheik's power, but it was interesting, and I liked it for once. It was good to see Tiger get a very solid win. You know, yes, it sucks to get laid out, and yes, next month they'll be facing each other. Or I guess in January, 2 months, they'll be facing each other in a no DQ match. You know what? They banned Big Bad Ayatollah. But however, look at the rules here, guys. What kind of match is it supposed to be?
He's not going to get disqualified if he comes out.
Right. So good luck banning him. I mean, so what? He comes out anyways. Yeah. You can't stop the match. Yeah.
Maybe they don't fly him in for the show.
Maybe he comes in under a mask. I don't know.
Calgary Kid makes his return.
Well, just remember, this was the same guy who made this decision was the same guy who rang the bell before guys got into the ring to actually start the match. So I pointed that out. But anyways.
Well, I hope we're not giving him any ideas.
All right, moving on to the next match. I believe it was the Blazing Dick coming in from Winnipeg, taking on a brand new team. You wrote their names down.
Cameron Stevens and Trent Nash.
Why don't you start us off?
I thought this very impressed with this match. The Blazing Dicks, very, very impressive tag team. They pretty much dominated this whole match. But I was very impressed with Cameron Stevens and Trent Nash. First time seeing Trent Nash. I think this may have been his debut.
I think they said it was.
But overall, he was very impressive. And in the end, the Cameron Stevens and Trent Nash upset the Blazing Dicks, which means now next month, the Blazing Dicks have to fight each other, which is in January. So that's going to be very, very interesting.
Andre?
I enjoyed this match. I just love the team of the Blazing Dick. They're just funny. They're funny, but they're intense. They got that. They can get the crowd to really get into them, but then make the crowd hate them all in like within a matter of minutes.
So you're willing to dick into this one?
Okay,
got it.
Funny, but honestly, I enjoyed this match. Cameron Stevens, since he started here, he's a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. He's steadily getting better. I think he's looking better in the ring every time.
I think this may have been his first win.
No,
recall him winning.
He won in his first match.
Oh, he did win in his debut.
Yeah, he won it. It was a tag match he won in. Yeah, but I think he looked good. Okay. And I think overall that match was enjoyable.
All right. Luke?
Yeah, the Blazing Dicks surely acted like a veteran heel team in this one. They're first, not even taking their two much lesser experienced opponents seriously at the very start. And then... And then thoroughly showing their dominance towards the end, and only losing pretty much by a fluke, and then with a vicious attack afterwards, there with their double team maneuvers with a demolition decapitation, and whatever they call the other one there.
It's sort of a modified DDT into a German.
Yeah.
Yes, modified. Oh, yes. I mean those. Those two moves that really give them a lot of credibility there in the end, but. But now they got to face each other the next show in Springbrook. Who knows? They'll have to think of something to get out of that one.
Excellent, Otto.
Well, I got a couple of things. The Blazing Dicks is amazing.
Blazing Dick.
The Blazing Dicks. Sorry. Well, there's two of them, right?
They're called the Blazing Dick.
Blazing Dick. All right.
Billy Blaze.
Billy Blaze. There we go. Blazing Dick. All right. I stand corrected.
Well, it's not just you. I had to correct him and him.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, they're a phenomenal tag team. Clearly, these guys have been with each other for a long time. I enjoyed the paper, rock, scissors at the start of the match. You know, but I think, you know what honestly happened in my impression was that they just took their opponents way too easy.
Yep.
You know, I think it was casual. It was nonchalant. Cameron Stephen comes in there. He had the control of the whole match for the first, 4 minutes? You know what I mean? And he went through both other partners on the other side. Like, to me, great, great work from Cameron Stevens, to be, if I'm going to be honest. To me, a candidate of Rookie of the Year, in my mind.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this. I was very excited to see Blazing Dick because we've seen footage of them for our show. We've seen them other places. We didn't get to see a lot with them in the whole Abyss thing last month. But finally,
Yeah, I got one more thing. I got a bone to pick here now with Blazing Dick. They stole my camera. In the middle of the match.
You're going to pick a bone here.
Yeah, I'm going to pick a bone.
With Dick.
Okay.
Look.
Oh, I thought it was great.
Oh, man. Dudes, they stole my camera. They took it in there. I don't know. Who are they chopping? The new guy, right?
Rick? My God.
Dude, he got chopped really bad. I just hope the camera was actually on, folks. I don't know. I was fooling around trying to turn it on and off. So I really hope we get some good footage out there. But do not take my camera. This is a message to all the wrestlers out there.
So the Blazing Dick.
Do not touch my camera.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to say, like I said, it was great to see these guys in person. They got to put out their main moves. They got a little sloppy tonight. I mean, here are two veterans who took their opponents really lightly. It cost them. It's going to be interesting to see, though, the two of them having to face each other in the upcoming thing. And something we didn't mention, and I'm not... maybe this match might have won fans, but they attacked owner Steve Styles after the match. They were fined $5,000 each, which we know in indie wrestling is 10 years worth of pay for them. And, $10,000, my goodness.
$5,000 each.
$10,000 each. God, you guys are going to be working for RCW for the rest of their lives. But the bottom fact here is... this opens up a whole can of worms, and I'm really interested to see what's going to happen in January with them. Obviously, Steven Styles will not want this to stand. He gets accosted in the ring. Be interesting to see where this goes.
Very, very interesting. Can't wait.
Now, we look on to the next match. We had
semi-main event,
Michael Richard Blaze facing Jesse Youngblood. The innovator of the Bannock Bomb versus the innovator of... gonna have to say what he's got so many moves that are becoming his signature moves. I guess the knee, the running knee to the
innovator of the running knee, the the brainbuster to the knee. That's that weird folded over super kick in the corner. Everybody knows I'm one of the big between me and Ryan, we're the two biggest MRB fans. MRB fans in
Marks.
The world. Same thing. But honestly, these guys, Jesse though, really, really looked great in this match. I give it, like, Jesse would really impress me in this match. Looking just brutal as always. And, like, just the power moves that he has, he's so scary. He's so scary strong, and he does so well. I'm so impressed by Jesse, and MRB, everybody knows I'm impressed by, but he looked great. Jesse's just looking dominant in this match. So.
Otto? Which match are we on? No, I'm just kidding. Dude, is Jesse Youngblood riding the bikes he's stealing now? Because the dude looks lighter and lighter and lighter every month I see this guy.
Well, if you're going to steal that many bikes, you might as well ride a couple of them.
Oh, to me, dominant match. You know, I was really looking forward to seeing how, because I honestly, I've never seen Michael Richard Blaze face an opponent as large as Jesse Youngblood. I've never seen him, and you know what? It was a push I felt for Michael Richard Blaze. You know, you could see there was moments where he tried to pull off some moves that maybe in the past he easily could have done.
Struggle to get in on
and
such
a
bigger
of a
man.
Struggle, right? So you know, there's props to Jesse. Jesse, and you know, in the many years he's been, well, last year facing Bobby Sharp so much, but you know, it was good to see MRB challenged, and you know, he didn't get the win today, but I'd love to see that match again.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, yeah. MRB was certainly gonna be one of Big Jess's biggest tests to date there, and he surely passed it with a win that.
Except he didn't want to be called Shirley.
yes. Yeah. Yeah. That way was under 10 minutes there, so that was quite surprising. That'll put him in a number one contender status for the title, no doubt.
Yeah. And Brian, what did you think?
Oh, I thought this match was awesome.
There it is.
First awesome of the night.
Big Jess, like you said, he looks in probably the best shape I've seen him in a long, long time. And Michael Richard Blaze, MRB, my God, fantastic wrestler as always. Back and forth between these two guys, but in the end, Big Jess, he hit the Bannock Bomb and picked up the win on MRB tonight, which... This kind of match reminded me of when MRB took on Samoa Joe a couple years ago. Like, back and forth between the two. This was a really great match. I loved it. Good for Big Jess. He got the win tonight. So, this probably puts him in line down the road for a title shot of any kind now, which it will be very interesting to see.
Well, you know what? I thought this was a good match. I thought it should have been the main event, in my opinion, just because these are two very... hard-hitting guys with very big momentum going in.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say that MRB was up to his usual tricks, and which surprised me the most was the end. It almost seemed like maybe MRB got hurt slightly on the finishing maneuver, and it seemed to end rather abruptly. Big Jess Youngblood, always dangerous. MRB, always dangerous. So you know what? Down the road, who knows where the future is for these guys. But now let's get to the main event of the evening.
I don't think it should be a tag team. Big Jess and MRB.
That's interesting. I don't know what you'd call those guys, the bike stealing flippers? Or... Anyways, moving on. I don't want Big Jess to attack me.
Not yet.
Moving on to the main event of the evening, of course, was our RCW Canadian. Heavyweight Championship. We have Scott Justice making one of his first, I guess, is this be his first defense here in, is it probably his first defense?
He won in Calgary, and this is the first show since that Calgary.
Okay, excellent. So his first defense, going up against the man he faced in the finals of that tournament to win the belt, Joey Vendetta.
I truly believe Joey did deserve to be the first challenger losing that tournament in that finals.
I think Joey deserves a haircut and a shave. But anyways.
Oh, agreed. Yes.
Luke, tell us your thoughts of this match.
Oh yes, this is a close to a 20-minute. This is a very close 20-minute battle there, and Joey pulled off quite a lot. Pretty much pulled everything out of his arsenal there. There was several instances where I thought he just had it right. There towards the end, and even though Justice couldn't pull off the one-winged angel in the end, still he was he still. dug out a few backup moves and still managed to pull off the 1-2-3 and he retained, but Vendetta doesn't have anything to be ashamed of.
Brian?
No, I thought this was a great match overall. Scott Justice, I'm glad he's a champion. He worked really hard. He went through the tournament. He won the belt. Good for him. But Joey Vendetta, very impressed with him tonight. He put up a great fight. He came close to quite a few times in winning that belt, but in the end, Justice prevailed with, I think it was a running knee or something to the head that he...
Looked like a Shining Wizard. Yeah.
Shining Wizard. He went 1-1. He kept trying to get the one-wing angel, but Joey kept blocking it, which was very impressive because he was trying to do it one time outside on the outside of the ring, on the ring apron.
Tell me you wouldn't go to jail for murder if you actually did that. That's a fairy.
One thing. BJ Whitmer broke his neck off a pile driver. Could you just imagine a one-winged angel onto the apron? Like, come on.
I don't know. Anyways, moving on, Otto.
Hey, you know what? To me, Scott Justice is RCW. He is the champion. To me, there's no greater champion than Scott Justice right now, as far as I'm concerned. You know, once the prodigal son comes back to Springbrook, the place erupted, just like in Luke 15, like he quoted there on his old Facebook page a little while ago. To me, he's great. He's great. I almost felt like he hurt Vendetta at the end of that match. You know, Vendetta got up kind of, you know, he's the champ. He knows what to do. You know, the match had some weird points during it there. Got caught up on the ropes a couple times, caught up in a couple different holds there. But, you know, but at the end of the day, the champ always wins. And to me, great job, Justice.
All right. Andre?
I really enjoyed this. Scott Justice, to me, is probably one of the top performers in this province right now. Arguably, probably in the top 10, easy. And I think, and this was just a great rematch from Calgary. Enjoyed the hell of it. I do know Joey did tweak his knee at the end of the match there, so I actually had to carry him out. Bastard.
Well, you know what? I got to admit, it was a pretty great match. It was such a battle of two guys on even keel for a long time. I mean, they were sitting there so much dueling. Continuous back and forth, trying to wear each other out, blocking each other's move. It was very interesting. At the end, they were both extremely tired. And yes, there is still, we're going to have to say, we're unsure if Joey Vendetta is hurt enough to continue or have to go back home for this tour, because he may or may not have blown his knee out. We're not sure yet. They're still checking on that. He may be out, he may not be.
What I've heard is he said he doesn't care. He's just going to be there no matter what tomorrow.
Excellent. Well, you know what? Guys, fun show. Why don't we pick our favorite moment of the night involving wrestling or whatever happened within the building of the theater room. Andre, what was your favorite moment of the night?
Easy one. It's the Justice friends throwing the streamers into the ring for Scott Justice. It happens every show. I love it so much. If I didn't see it, it would just make me sad. That's my moment of the night.
All right, Luke, what was your moment of the night?
I would say the fans right over next to the ring there chanting with their creative chants, chanting "Boo Earns" in the opening of the match there.
Excellent. Ryan, your moment of the night?
My moment of the night is seeing the upset of Cameron Stevenson, Trent Nash, getting the win over a veteran team tonight.
Excellent. And Otto, your moment of the night? Is it me?
No, definitely just checking. Not. Definitely
that was
not.
Like number two, right?
Well, there's two moments. The mad moment. I'm still fed up about the camera. This is really making me mad. Ugh.
What's your good moment?
My best moment, you know, there was one point in the match there where there was like three girls sitting on the side, and they were just giving it to Joey Vendetta the entire match.
Dirty.
And you know what I mean? Like, to me, they were honestly some of the best hecklers I've ever seen. And literally, folks, they're probably six, maybe eight at the most. To me, just seeing Joey interact with them and their aunt, that was the weird part. But no, great show overall, guys.
My favorite, it's got to be one of two moments. One, seeing Steven Styles get slapped around by Blazing Dick, funny as hell. Or number two, watching the little girl behind me with the little I Love You sign and a Bayley shirt on, jumping up and down. Cute, cute, cute. But you know what, folks? That's the best part about being at indie wrestling shows. I mean, it's not always just the wrestling. It's the fans, the interactiveness, and the chance to see Stephen Styles getting slapped. I mean, come on. No matter if you're at a store, that's something that's fun as all crap, right? Anyways, so any last impression, guys? Nothing?
Overall, it was a great show tonight. Just keep coming out. Support the local shows whenever they come to your town. That's how these guys get recognized. That's how these shows get bigger and bigger. And the more people that come out, the better these guys will perform.
All right. Well, guys, you know what? Hold on, Andrew.
And I thought overall, great show. Can't wait to see for them to come back here in the new year. I can't wait for Edmonton tomorrow. I just want to say thank you to everybody who listens. And please keep supporting indie wrestling wherever you are. And coming up soon, my new show, Geeking It, will be coming out soon on this network.
Ooh, if we're going to plug shows, Otto, I know there's something you want to plug.
Gutbuster TV coming to a YouTube channel, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, Instagram. It is the greatest show that you will ever see. We've got super fans right here. Not bad. It's going to be amazing. Folks, it's all about wrestling, and that's why we're doing it.
Well, folks, it was a great night. I was your host tonight, the legend T. James Logan. Special thanks to Otto Allen, the brain, Brian Hamilton, and Sane Fan. I was going to get there, Luke. I didn't forget. Give you some love, baby. And Andre something or other. C. Andre C. So, guys,
the
thanks. Not that little weaselly Andre C. down in Calgary. So, folks, have a good night. Watch wrestling. Watch Gutbuster TV. Listen to, what was it called? The Geek and His...
It's Geeking It. Coming up
soon. Geeking It. Okay. And we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, folks, it's Mike the Ref here at the Evansdale Community Hall in Edmonton for the last Edmonton SPN Presents of the Year, the last video broadcast of the year.
Wow.
With RCW Uprising. I would have to say it's a rather interesting card, I think would be the best way to put it here. There definitely was a lot of uprising and a lot of changes here tonight. Right now I'm joined by the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
How's it going, people?
And, of course, Luke Saint Fan Nielsen in attendance as well.
Yeah, and in another position there, right, sitting right down.
Yeah. We're actually doing this at the broadcast position here. Just finished doing the videotaping. So, Andres, he's going to be with us in just a minute here. We ended up with 7 matches tonight, and all of them had a very different feel from what you normally get from an RCW show here. This is a one-time show at the Evansdale Hall. They're actually moving to a Beverly Heights Community Center here in January. It's supposed to be a lot bigger venue. It's located on the east side of town here, 42nd Street and 111th Ave. 4209, I believe, is the exact address of 111th Ave. But tonight, we start off the show with a big announcement here with... Stephen Styles, I don't know if it was actually a full-fledged retirement announcement, but he declared that he was not getting in the ring anymore. He was focusing on fixing his injuries, which is a torn shoulder, and trying to develop a better program with RCW here. Brian, how long do you think this is going to last?
I have no idea, but hopefully... I don't know. If it's what I've been hearing, it's pretty serious, so it could be career-threatening. So who knows? If it is, good luck to Steve. Then you can run your company the way you want.
Yeah, well, I hope that this actually is a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
But I am going to have to actually bring up something from the archives here. The ugly of the night. What the hell was that sweater he was wearing?
I don't know. It was...
Christmas sweaters come early this year, folks.
Yes.
But, you know, he brings up his comments about retiring, and then all of a sudden the Slammer Collective comes out. Slammer takes credit for this injury, which, in all due respect, he was involved in the match that had this happen.
Yeah.
So whose fault it is, I don't know. I'm not a wrestler, so I'm not even going to guess. But then... as Slammer's taking credit for this, the Blazing Dicks come out. Blazing Dick, I've been corrected. They come out and essentially say that they're fed up putting up with the collective and they want a match. Yeah. So later in the night, they schedule a non-title, no disqualification match. My mind was blown at that point.
Oh, God, yeah.
So we're getting all discombobulated with this match, and all of a sudden, a battle royal breaks out.
Yeah.
I get a text from RCW head office that a battle royal to start is to determine who's going to be the first challenger for Scott Justice. And then in the sequencing order of eliminating...
That's the second challenger Scott Justice that defended last night.
Yeah, nobody ever watched what happened in Springbrook.
I did.
Yeah, well, as you can tell, Andre C's joined us now.
Family phone.
So we had this battle royal. It was an 8-man elimination, 9-man elimination. In the end, Big Jess Youngblood wins it. I've never been a big fan of battle royals, but this one actually turned out not bad. Everybody went. The action was sequenced and quick.
Yeah.
Brian, your thoughts on the battle royal?
It was all right. Big Jess won. He gets a title shot in the main event tonight, which was a damn good match. We'll get to that in the later fall here. But basically, Big Jess was a dominant force in this. Everybody else was smaller than he was, and he pretty much overpowered everybody.
Luke, your thoughts?
Yeah, basically just short, quick to the point. Big Jess, maybe just a steamroll over the competition and makes out to be Scott Justice's biggest threat in the roster.
Andre?
Usually you don't see a battle royal opening a show. Usually that's the last match on a show, on most shows. But I think it worked well tonight. Set Jesse for the main event. Yeah, everything was quick, to the point. Nothing was really overdone, which I thought was really good. Best part about it, Thaddeus was in there and had to get thrown out. So that hurt Thaddeus, and I love seeing Thaddeus get hurt.
Hey, Thaddeus, how's your back, by the way?
Oh, my God, yeah.
But
he was trying to... Joey Vendetta was actually using Thaddeus as a shield from Big Jess. He was ducking behind him all the time and letting Big Jess give the shots to Thaddeus, which... were pretty damn hurtful by the looks of it.
And Thaddeus had to be carried out by Dougie, whatever his name
referee
is.
Referee Dougie, yeah.
Dougie Horowitz, the third.
But let's, I didn't bring up all the participants in the match because they were everybody that's involved in the next matches here. So
pretty much.
The first two eliminated out of the Battle Royal were William Saint and the Prodigy Matt Hart.
Yes.
Now, these two went off one-on-one. And in the end, thanks to... a little bit of extra conundrums from Mike Shreds, who ended up showing up here, making his re-debut in RCW.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he might be manager of the year after tonight.
Oh, come on. One match, you can't go on that.
He's 100% for his clients this year here in RCW.
Please.
One for one. Okay, we'll give it up.
One match.
100%.
That's not a whole year, though, dude. But
in the end, it was basically a schoolboy roll-up by William Saint that got him the victory here.
Yep.
Do we want to talk about the match first, or we want to talk about the ending as well? Let's get to the ending here quick, folks, and we'll throw it all at one here. Following the match, you had Matt Hart, who was down, broken, beaten, broken Matt. That's a different story.
Broken Matt Hart.
But you had Shreds come in and just start laying a beating down with an absolutely awesome TKO involved as well.
Oh, God, yeah.
But who comes up for the save? Knight. Wait, where has this guy been?
Yeah.
I know he's been rehabbing some injuries, but
Jesus.
He's back, and now we got Knight versus William Saint scheduled for the New Year's Retribution Tour coming up January 20th in Edmonton. Brian, your thoughts on the match and the aftermath?
I thought it was not a bad match. Matt Hart looked impressive. This is like the third time I've seen him. Very impressed with the guy. And William Saint, he looked really good tonight. He got the win over Matt Hart with the help, somewhat of a help by his manager. But
somewhat help?
Lots of help. But, it all counts. He got the win, so good for him.
Andre?
I'm going to say I'm impressed with Matt Hart. Kendo's good. He's going to need a lot more seasoning, though. I think we all expect, look at that. He needs more seasoning. Being young in his career, son of Smith. But he looks good. And really interesting, looking dominant as always. The guy, I don't think I've ever seen him have a bad match because he's one of the best technical wrestlers around. And Mike Shreds is, I guess, an effective tool for William Saint here. One for one.
I was
going to. 2016
after you said the word tool, I sort of tuned out on that statement.
I did say Luke, effective before I did say tool.
Yeah, well, I agree with you on that. Luke, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought we were getting the return of Ravenous Randy there for a minute. Look at the spikes on his head.
I was gonna.
That was a way better mohawk than Ravenous Randy's ever done.
I will get back to Luke here in 1 second. The only thing I'm gonna say right now, the only thing louder than Shred's hair was his mouth tonight.
Yes.
So.
Well, that
Luke,
makes an effective
Luke, manager. Let's get back to your thoughts on this match.
But as far as the match there. Yes, William Saint delivers some of the stiffest backhands there, in Alberta. So it's that's one thing I always look forward to seeing whenever he arrives on the show there. And seeing Matt Hart in the singles competition there, provided a
The thing about Matt Hart. A lot of people don't realize he just came off a UK tour.
That's
so
right.
He's got that extra experience out there. Yes. Now he just has to work on translating it into the North American game, which is very different than what the European style is. But let's get on to our next match here. We had Cameron Stevens taking on Dead Zone.
Oh.
Now, Dead Zone...
Best theme music in the business.
Yeah, well, I don't know where he picked that. Let's not even get into that here, folks. This match here, Cameron Stevens had it 95% of the match. He was in full control most of the match until Dead Zone gets a few quick shots in and gets the victory.
He hit a devastating kick to the back of the head, and it was like lights out for Cameron.
Yeah, Dead Zone, the comedy funny guy as always, but. Looked effective here tonight, looked strong. Cameron Logan's looking strong, and this kid is getting better and better. He's a rising star in this promotion.
Trained by Bruce Hardy. He's got the fundamentals, so, Luke?
Yeah, hopefully this will provide some good learning experience for Cameron, as Denzel certainly... he's a funny guy, Dead Zone. Technically he's a newcomer himself. He sort of looks like a man who wrestles with about 20 years experience.
He's been around since March here. He showed up just after the anniversary show, but he
wrestles like a guy with a really old guy with a lot of experience.
Yeah, he's a very savvy ring veteran. It looks like. But speaking of savvy ring veterans, we got to talk about the former number one contender for the RCW Canadian Heavyweight Championship, Joey Vendetta, who took on one of our two actual debuts tonight in Trent Nash, straight out of Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Yep.
I was really impressed with the essential beast-like tendencies out of Nash there. But in the end, Vendetta found a way to crack the code. He broke the code and ended up getting the victory there.
Yep.
Brian, your thoughts?
I'm very, very impressed with Trent Nash. Second time seeing him. Seen him last night in Springbrook. Hell of a great wrestler. I don't know how long he's been wrestling, but I'm very impressed with him. But he ran into a veteran in Joey Vendetta tonight, and Joey, well, he kind of took a cheap shot when the ref was distracted. Hit the old uppercut to the nuts, and, well, got the pinfall win.
Andre?
I'm impressed by Joey Vendetta every time, man. He is a survivor. Really, he is a survivor because he survived the onslaught of Rex, that Rex Robinson.
Don't turn into Natalia, okay?
But I'm not. But Trent Nash, I'm actually very impressed by. The guy is a powerhouse. He showed it tonight, but Joey Vendetta, just his experience and his abilities in the ring just showed why he gets the win he does.
Absolutely, and then Luke, any other thoughts on this match?
Not really any other thoughts. Just Vendetta competing for the title the previous night and then going up against Jericho working the next night. Okay, thanks. This just shows his ability to adapt to a different type of talent, and hopefully Nash gets a big learning experience out of this.
Absolutely. And then from there, we go to our last, I would say, random match of the night.
Technically the main event was random, too.
Touche, but the last wild card match, let's put it that way. The Irish hooligan, Dan O'Burns, taking on Strife. Now, from what I saw, I thought this was going to be a brawler versus an MMA guy, but this ended up being a very technical match between two very strong technical competitors.
Are you being racist?
No, he calls himself an Irish hooligan. What else do you expect?
Yeah. Hey, the last hooligan that worked here was a technical wrestler, too.
We don't care about that guy. He's long gone. He's history.
Don't even get me started here. Brian, your thoughts on the match with Strife pulling out that super kick for the victory?
Oh, my God. Yeah, very impressed. Strife looked great as always. And Dan O'Burns, man, I'm very impressed with him. Second time seeing him, very, very great, good wrestler. I don't know how long he's been wrestling, but I was very impressed. I hope he comes back. It would be great to see him again. He's a great talent for this roster, and he knows how to brawl. And him and Strife, they had a great match, but then in the end, the old Strife with a deadly kick to the head, he got the win, and that's all that matters. And he's also undefeated so far, so good for him.
Yeah, ever since returning to RCW, Strife is undefeated. Yeah. So, Andre.
I'm really impressed by the hooligan, and he's just, like, I see him, small dude, so I was expecting a technical or a high-flying style of this guy when I first saw him. And does he deliver? And especially going up against a guy like Strife, whose jiu-jitsu is just on game, man. A guy is awesome. And this was great for him. Well, the one spot I really loved, though, is the hooligan took the hooligan, has adapted the hooligan stomp from the old hooligan here in RCW.
Yeah, hell of a match overall here with these two. But then, after intermission here, we had our semi-main event.
Oh, my God.
Non-title, no DQ. Folks, I've been waiting for a match like this in the tag team ranks for a while now.
Oh, did we get it?
This one pretty much comes in comparison to the one that's going to be up on the Edmonton SPN YouTube page tomorrow.
It's on there tomorrow.
My fave 10. Make sure you check it out here. But we had Ugg and Slammer, the Slammer Collective, taking on the Blazing Dick. I had to make sure I get that name right because there's no S on it. No, that's my fault. I had it on the DVD like that. No DQ, no count out. Everybody knew that except the referee tonight, Alex Mullins, who decided to count to five every time, but I acquiesce at that point.
You say it right. Say it
no,
right.
No, that's the new word now.
Do you digress?
No, I acquiesce. But
disappointed.
The end of the match was where Slammer managed to get a hold of the chain that Billy Blaze brings out, and he was trying to hit
Dick Blood
with it while Ugg had him in a half full Nelson.
Yeah, full Nelson.
Blood manages to sneak out the back door down underneath.
Yep.
Slammer hits Ugg in the head with the chain. Blood gets the cover, 1-2-3, and now the Blazing Dick have a championship match at New Year's Retribution.
And with the stipulation of their choosing.
That they were asked if they were going to announce it tonight, and they decided, nope, we're going to wait until the night of the show.
Best thing about that is, they know what they're getting into. The Slammer Collective does not.
And I'm sure the guy that made the match is not feeling bad about that whatsoever.
Not at all.
But your thoughts on the match, Brian?
Oh, my God. What a match. Hard hitting all over the place. This match was just incredible to see. Two big bruiser teams going at it. Actually, there was like three big guys. Two big guys and two smaller guys. But, I mean, they're all powerful.
Who's smaller?
None of them are smaller.
I think the minimum weight on the smallest guy is Dick Blood. At
that's what I was trying to get to.
Oh, okay, Thaddeus, we'll give you that one.
Yeah, there you go, get that.
He's like a barbell, though.
Yeah,
anyway.
Basically, yeah, this match was Pier 6 brawl all over the place. Glad to see it. I'm glad Blazing Dick, they get the win. So now we just got to wait to see what their stipulation is for next month.
I can't wait to see what they're going to christen the new building with.
Well, the crowd was chanting TLC, so who knows?
I'm going to say they're going to christen it with blood.
Probably. Yeah. Andre, your thoughts on the match?
I loved it. I love both of these teams for many different reasons. I love the Blazing Dick because they're just fun. Whether they're the good guys or the bad guys, you just can't help but love these guys. And the Slammer Collective, just because they're just... You just hate them so much, you love it.
Well,
the back and forth in this match is so good. And I don't have much more to say. I love this match.
Well, I made this point during commentary. I would love these guys if they didn't have such a crappy attitude based on what they did. So, Luke, your thoughts on the match?
Stemming all the way back to the start of the show, they built up some great heat towards it with
Yeah, hide up.
It's okay. Yeah,
I'm creeped out.
Yeah, they had already built up a great heat up to the match with the with the Slammer Collective interrupting Steven Styles' announcement there. So that was a very smart thing to do. So they already had the match going to begin with.
Yeah.
So that's what got everything going.
Absolutely. And then from there, I'm going to shock a bit about this last match.
Oh, my God.
You had Big Jess Youngblood taking on Scott Justice with the Canadian Heavyweight Championship on the line.
I'm going to say, I need to say this. It felt like shades of Jess Sharp earlier this year. It really felt the way the tension happened in this match, especially at the end. It felt like the same kind of tension that we were feeling. It was Youngblood and Sharp.
Well, basically the beginning of the match was, you know, these guys went to the outside early and often here, which plays right into Big Jess's wheelhouse here, right? But you take the fire and the competitiveness of a guy like Scott Justice, who, let's face it, last year, almost 2 years ago now, he took on the guy who is considered one of the pound-for-pound top wrestlers in the world right now, in Kenny Omega.
Yes. Yep.
And Big Jess threw everything he had at him, including a bannock bomb, a spear, two Jesse drivers.
Treaty drivers?
Nah, he calls them Jesse drivers. Apparently the treaty didn't go through, so. But in the end, he hits that second Jesse driver, and then instead of going for the cover, he starts raining down right hands. And gets disqualified for not breaking the count.
The one thing I thought, I was looking at, because the referee, Dougie Horowitz, he was refereeing, he's letting a lot of things go in this match, because he knows what these two can be like, and when Jesse was laying the punches in, he was counting, and when he got to four, he said, "I don't want to do this," and he wouldn't stop, so he counted five and called for the bell.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for Dougie at this point, mainly because his name's not Alex Mullins, but I'll acquiesce at that point.
You mean you digress?
Yeah, something like that. The other point I have about this match is what happened after the match. Jesse Driver off on the belt.
Holy crap, did that look...
Now, I think that Justice might have been taken to the hospital because of the injuries that he suffered there. Like,
he was carried out by three people.
I was actually scared the fact that he was carried out like that. I thought after he hit his head on that belt, I don't think there's any reason why you should be moving a guy like that.
No.
But the funny
support
part was
the neck.
After the wrestlers were trying to help him out, Justice did not want help leaving. He fought off the wrestlers and wanted to walk out on his own power. That's great heart by the kid, but at the same time, it might be a little foolish. But, Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh my God, this match was back and forth. Literally, it started off with Big Jess attacking Scott Justice before the bell even rang. And then from there, it was all over the place, especially the one spot outside. They were, Justice was attempting to throw Big Jess in the chest, but Big Jess turned it around. And oh my God, it was like chaos out on the outside. And yeah, Big Jess, I guess he just lost his temper there in the ring, because there was quite a few times he had him beat for the title, but the one time he picked him up and wanted to,
he got him up for the one winged angel. Yeah.
I was impressed with that.
He almost got him up.
He got him up on the shoulders. Yeah.
He got him up on the shoulders, but then Jesse raked the eyes to get out of it.
I mean, holy crap, yeah. I mean, Big Jess had opportunities, but he wanted to lay the punishment in, and in the end, he got DQ'd and didn't win the belt, but he laid a vicious beating on the champ at the end, which, I don't know, I don't think that they're done with this feud.
I wouldn't think
yet.
No.
Andre?
It's far from over, but man, like, this was just one hell of a contest. These two just beating the hell out of each other. Especially Jesse beating up Scott Justice, but don't get me wrong, that super kick that Justice did to the back of Jesse's head, like, I've never seen a guy get super kicked in the back of the head.
I think
that seems like it'd be really mess your brain up.
I think that's the one reason why Justice managed to save himself after that second Jesse driver, because Jesse wasn't able to follow up because he actually felt... Sorry, it was the first Jesse driver that he hit. Because after that, he ended up falling over. I think it might have been a concussion.
Maybe it
could be anything there.
But, man, it's just a great match. Great way to cap off a card like this. I can't wait to see what comes next for these two.
Great way to cap off a year.
Yeah.
But Luke, any thoughts on the match?
Yes, this was certainly Big Jess's night there. He'd been up to that point, like from the very start of the show, and many times throughout the match, he was dominating quite throughout there, getting all his signature moves in, but you have to feel for his frustration there for doing all that and more, and he still wasn't able to put away the champion. So I guess you got to feel for him to an extent there, because it's just unfortunate that the referee had to be the brunt of his.
He had no choice, and the referee. I hope he's okay too.
Yeah.
After he got paintbrushed pretty good by Big Jess there. But that takes it to the end of the card here, folks. So, with time to go for our highlight of the night, who wants to go first? Andre?
I'm giving it to Willie Saint and Mike Shreds versus Prodigy.
I am glad you said it that way, because it sounded like a damn handicap match.
He didn't interfere in the match. He didn't interfere until
Bull!
After.
He interfered so many times. Like,
he didn't get caught, so it didn't count.
Mike Shreds in that damn friggin' spiky hairdo. God damn.
Like, quivers like purple jello.
But I digress. I enjoyed the hell out of this match. I love the same Willie Saint again. I think he's one of the best technical wrestlers on this roster right now. And getting to see a third-generation Hart member, I've seen other ones, but I like seeing this one as one who's only in the early stages of his career and seeing him
get
better. Able to see him evolve as a wrestler here. I got to see him a year ago at a food truck show. He was very green, and he hasn't very much improved over the last year. And they're my highlight night, especially for Mike Shreds, manager of the year, 100%.
Oh, God. Brian, please. Brian, your highlight of the night?
My highlight of the night is the Big Jess and Scott Justice match. My God, like I said, all over the place. But Big Jess dominated the match, most of the match, but he just couldn't get the job done. He lost his temper, got DQ'd, and didn't win the title.
Luke, your highlight of the night?
I would say it may have been short but sweet. There, it was I guess if you combine the very start there, yeah, it'll obviously the Blazing Dicks coming out in a blaze of glory, let's say, and now we get 2 months. Everybody's got 2 months to anticipate exactly how they're going to take the tag team titles.
Absolutely. I am really looking forward to that match. My highlight of the night, I'd have to say, is the unpredictability of tonight's card.
Oh, God, yeah. Like,
wrestling at times can get very stale, but to end off a year with a card like this where you didn't know what was going on from top to bottom here, and the fact that Steven's taking a lot more thought into what he's doing with his booking now, because he is focusing on his booking due to the announcement that he made earlier in the night. I can't wait to see what's in line for 2017 for RCW. And just remember, folks, like after Rise of the Prodigal coming up this Saturday in Calgary, the next tour is going to be the 19th, 20th, and 21st of January, the New Year's Retribution
Featuring...
Tour. I'm getting there. Featuring former WWE superstar Kazarni, known as Sin Bodhi, as well as he's not coming alone.
Really?
I'm not at liberty to say who it is on the podcast, but let's just say...
Is he from a dojo?
No.
Oh.
It's not the gentleman you're thinking of, but trust me, folks, if you think Sin Bodhi's weird, you ain't seen nothing yet.
I've seen some of the pre-show wrestling videos.
Yeah, no, trust me, there's another level here coming. But that's going to be it for the RCW quick calls for this year. Our next quick calls overall is going to be next Saturday. It's going to be a super calls, I think.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's going to be a bunch of...
nothing quick about it.
Oh, it's going to be a super-duper ring-a-ding-dong.
It's following the PWA Christmas Slam show, which is going to feature MRB versus Cody. It's Cody and the husband of Brandi Rhodes.
Yes.
So that's going to be a hell of a card, as well as you're going to have MRB defending the title against Brett Morgan and an unnamed challenger.
Marky.
You
got MRB on the brand because he's about to step in the best main event there is.
Anyway, that's Andre. But, yeah, coming up next on the network is actually going to be my next Blown Calls show, which is actually not going to feature me. It's going to feature Andre C. with his UFC 205 review.
Woo!
Been a little tied up making DVDs here, so I haven't been able to get it out. It's probably going to be out either Sunday or Monday. Andre, you want to give a quick synopsis?
This is breaking down UFC 205 from last weekend. Huge show, biggest show UFC's ever done. It's their largest monetary gate. Ended with a double champ, the first ever double champion in UFC history. So that'll be breaking down. And coming soon, very soon, because I've recorded it later this week, the first episode of my new podcast, Geeking It.
It's going to be... But anyway, folks, I got some big announcements coming up next week at the Quick Calls show. So
nice.
But we're going to wrap this up here because... They actually tore the ring down finally. I'm impressed. And this might be one of our shortest RCW quick calls we've had in a long time here.
Yeah.
Just under 33 minutes.
I want to thank
the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton.
Oh, I can't wait to do this in the new years, boys.
Andre C.
Thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, please support Indie Wrestling and Indie Wrestling Podcast wherever you are.
Yeah.
And Luke St. Fan Nielsen.
Thank you very much for listening.
And this is Mike the Ref saying, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Evansdale Community Hall with RCW Uprising here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.